Thanks for joining us for this daily encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading was written by Lisa M. Samra, and she titled it Hope for the Hurting. Most people carry scars that others can't see or understand. Those deeply honest words came from Major League Baseball player Andrelton Simmons, who opted out of the end of the 2020 regular season due to mental health struggles. Reflecting on his decision, Simmons felt that he needed to share his story to encourage others facing similar challenges and to remind others to show compassion. Invisible scars are those deep hurts and wounds that can't be seen but still cause very real pain and suffering. In Psalm 6, David wrote of his own deep struggle, penning painfully raw and honest words. He was in agony and deep anguish. He was worn out from groaning, and his bed was drenched with tears. While David doesn't share the cause of his suffering, many of us can relate to his pain. We can also be encouraged by the way David responded to his pain. In the midst of his overwhelming suffering, he cried out to God. Honestly pouring out his heart, he prayed for healing, rescue, and mercy. Even with the question, "How long?" lingering over his situation, David remained confident that God heard his cry for mercy and would act in his time. Because of who our God is, there is always hope. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is Psalm 6. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, give us courage to express our deepest pain to you and to welcome your presence and healing into our situation. When our suffering is prolonged, give us endurance and sustain our faith, knowing that you are faithful. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Brenna Holsklaw, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.